الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eders.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي درود شریف پڑھ لیں Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing with the seerah of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an. Before the demise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an had nominated Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an as his successor before the demise, the death of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an nominated Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an as his successor and the Khalifa for the Muslimin. Now, this was a unilateral decision without the mashwira of any of the companions. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an was so confident with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an that he knew the right candidate for this position can only be Umar ibn al-Khattab. And therefore he gave no choice to the companions. When we look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was different. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not choose anyone. The reason for that is because it was too obvious that the only man who can be the successor to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be the Khalifa of Rasulullah is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an and no one else. And we have explained that thoroughly during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and also in the last few sessions. With Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he did not want to make any mistake. Ulama have mentioned this was the very deep insight that Allah had blessed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an with. A man who could make the right decision, the right judgment at the spur of the moment, immediately. And this was due to his lengthy companionship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had blessed him with extraordinary powers. This was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And the scholars thereafter have mentioned that this was the most accurate and most precise decision taken by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. No one else could have done this job better after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq than Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala could see that Islam was now emerging as a superpower. Hazrat Abu Bakr could see that the Byzantine and the Persian Empire were slowly crumbling and were at the verge of being overpowered. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an could see that very soon dunya would open up for the ummah. He could see that this ummah will be greatly tested with the wealth, the women, and the alien cultures that will infiltrate and integrate into the Islamic empire. He could see that, and therefore he gave no choice to anyone. And the only man who would put a lid and would be the right powerful, charismatic individual, someone who's dynamic, would be Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. He was the only man who had this unshakable level of iman, that he was sincere, God fearing, the love of dunya did not touch him. He feared no one except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to break the Byzantine and the Persian Empire, you would need the likes of this giant Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And therefore the most accurate selection, again credit goes to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. That is why scholars have mentioned that you can't have democracy in everything. You can't have democracy in everything. There is a time that a person needs to do his own selection, and a person needs to bypass everyone else because of the wisdom and the taqwa and the knowledge that Allah has given him, that as an individual he will go and select that individual only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, his character. Hazrat Umar was a man who was highly respected, and at the same time people feared him. People would respect him and people would fear Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. That is why he was the right man for this position. Things were very different. The world, the globe was changing, especially the Islamic map. And you needed someone like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Just to put forward one example of how Umar ibn al-Khattab, just to give you one example of how Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an commanded his authority. When he became the Khalifa, with Umar ibn al-Khattab at that time, the most powerful individual with him would have been Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. This was a man who acquired fame due to his military intelligence. And this man became an invincible commander of the Muslimin. People would say wherever Khalid bin Walid would go, victory would follow him. And nobody could break Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. They loved him. This man was a powerful man. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, like how Abu Bakr Siddiq was the Khalifa for the Muslimin, Khalid bin Walid became the Amir for the Muslim military and overall Muslim military. Everything was under his command. And this power was given to him by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. That he had to consult Abu Bakr Siddiq, but at the same time a lot of discretion and power was given to him. Now, to show you the authority of Umar ibn al-Khattab, that he feared no one. He feared no one. When he came into power, people spoke highly of Khalid bin Walid. And then they would say things like, if Khalid bin Walid is with us, victory is for the Muslims. Umar ibn al-Khattab did not like such statements for anyone that was under his wing or for any of his governors. And he wanted to show the people that it is only your obedience and your taqwa that gives you victory. Not Umar ibn al-Khattab and not Khalid bin Walid. It is your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who had this power except for Umar ibn al-Khattab? He comes as the next Khalifa in Madinatul Munawwara, and the first action that he takes, he says, I am removing Khalid bin Walid from his position. Allahu Akbar. Think about it. I am removing Khalid bin Walid from his position. That was breaking news in the Muslim world. What a mistake Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq has done to appoint Umar ibn al-Khattab as a Khalifa. And what a mistake he is doing, that when the Byzantines come with a mammoth army, he decides to remove Khalid bin Walid from his position. That is the tawakkul. That is the reliance of these great Khulafa'ir Rashideen. And he wanted to make a point that it is not individuals, it is Allah that gives you victory if overall the Muslims obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, when the letter was given to him that from being an overall Amir of the Muslim army, you are now deposed and you hold the position of a common soldier, of a common soldier, just a mujahid. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and says, Sami'na wa ata'na. I listen and I obey my Amir, the Khalifa, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine, my respected brothers, pride and self-interest could have played havoc at this moment. Think about it. Pride and self-interest could have played havoc at that moment. What, Khalid bin Walid is just a common soldier now with the Muslims? Umar ibn al-Khattab wants to move him out. And in fact, people came to him and they said to Khalid bin Walid, do you think he is making the right decision? And don't you think that the ummah will break? What does Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an say? He says, let me tell you one thing. Until Umar is alive, radiallahu ta'ala an, until Umar is alive, radiallahu ta'ala an, there is no possibility of insurgency. Until he is alive, there is no possibility of insurgency. Nothing can happen to Islam until he is alive. These were the mukhlisin of the time. Subhanallah. Hazrat Umar wanted to prove a point, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an wanted to show the world that what he did was only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I say this to show you, my respected brothers, why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an appointed Umar ibn al-Khattab, a man who feared no one, a man who could look into the eyes of anyone and challenge anyone, even if it meant to move the likes of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, for a sincere reason. That is why, subhanallah, everything changed immediately the minute Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an came into power. On one occasion, I recall an incident. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, a senior sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this man was the governor of all of Egypt. He was the governor of all of Egypt. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. Now in Egypt, he was there living with his family. Amr ibn al-As had his son, whose name was Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As. Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As. It is said that once he had this horse race competition with a Coptic Egyptian that was there. And so in the race, what had happened is that the Coptic Egyptian won the race. But Hazrat Muhammad bin Amr ibn al-As felt that victory was with him, and he thought that his horse was ahead. So he said to the Coptic Egyptian that was there, that Wallahi, I have won the race. Wallahi, I have won the race. He took an oath in the name of Allah and he said, I have won the race. Now the Coptic Egyptian that was there, he also took an oath. And he said, no, I have won the race. I beat you. Now this was a kind of insult to Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an, the son of the famous governor, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala an. So he got angry that who are these people? and that we rule Egypt. And so he had a whip in his hands, and he started to whip that Egyptian cop individual that was there. The Egyptian cop that was there. Now after this incident, this man went to Medina Munawwara. He went to Medina Munawwara to lodge a complaint against the son of the governor of Egypt to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Just to show you this immense power that Allah had given Umar ibn al-Khattab, that he feared no one. No one at all. He only feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when the case was put forward, this man was not even a Muslim. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and wrote a letter to the governor of Egypt, Amr ibn al-As, and he said, immediately I want your son in front of me in Medina Munawwara. Immediately I want your son in front of me in Madinatul Munawwara. And Hazrat Amr ibn al-As got this letter. He said to his son, what had happened? He said, now we have to go to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Umar ibn al-Khattab was in Madinatul Munawwara. And Hazrat said to Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As, this man has a complaint against you. And the entire incident was mentioned. And he agreed to the fact that he did hit this Coptic Egyptian. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala and gave him his whip and said, here, I give you permission in front of me, I want you to whip the son of the governor. And this man started whipping Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an, and then he stopped. And he said to Muhammad ibn Amr ibn al-As that don't think because you are the son of the governor, there is no law for you. There is no law for you. Don't think just because you're the son. How dare you start hitting someone who is born a free human being, that he's not a slave, that you treat him like that. These were the words of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Just a few examples. We've covered the seerah of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and just to give you an explanation as to why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and only wanted Umar ibn al-Khattab to be the Khalifa. And this was the most accurate judgment and decision taken by this great Sahabi. Allah give him jazai khair, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. And now just to cover the relationship of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. Unlike the bias, prejudice authors that we have today who, aliyazu billah, want to scathe at the honor of the Khulafa'i Rashideen and who disrespect the Khulafa'i Rashideen, contrary to what these juhala have said and have written books, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was quick to do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, which was covered in the last session of Jumu'ah, and that he did not wait for 6 months. Immediately he did bay'ah, and Hazrat Ali also immediately took oath and bay'ah and allegiance at the hands of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an without any kind of hesitation. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an wanted to show the world the love that he had for the Khulafa'i Rashideen. He asked his only daughter at that time, Umme Kulthum, the youngest daughter from Bibi Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala an, I want you to marry the Khalifa Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And when Hazrat Umar was the Khalifa, Hazrat Ali gave his daughter to marry Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. This was the love and the cordial relationship between Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. A lot of the times you will find that the detractors and the enemies of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they will miss out from a lot of the facts that are there. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was the principal counselor to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, and he was the chief secretary during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, ulama have mentioned all of the major decisions made by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, somewhat were influenced by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Just to give you a few examples. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, the greater part of Syria was under the control of the Muslimin, except for the southern part of Syria. Even Dimashq was under the control of the Muslimin during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. This was also the prophecy of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Syria was not under the control of the Muslimin at that time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I can see Isa alayhi salatu wasalam descending from the heavens, and that he will come to the white minaret, towards the white minaret of the masjid. Ulama have mentioned this white minaret is in Dimashq, Damascus, Jami'atul Umavi. That is where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come. And so the prophecy was fulfilled. During the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the greater part of Syria was under the control of the Muslimin. Now the Byzantines were preparing to launch a massive attack on the Muslims, to expel the Muslims out from Syria and to recapture Damascus or Dimashq. That was the aim. And so what they did is that they gathered their army at the location of Yarmouk. And the battle of Yarmouk has been covered extensively, alhamdulillah. Now, this was a pivotal moment for the Muslimin, a very sensitive issue also during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala on what to do. A massive army, much more than the Muslims, and they wanted to take control of Dimashq and the whole of Syria. At that moment, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala on himself was of the opinion that now Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah had taken the place of Khalid bin Walid, but this was such an important matter in the annals of Islamic history, making sure that Syria is under the control of the Muslims, that part of Quds. Hazrat Umar decided that he himself would partake and participate in that campaign. So he wanted to leave Madinatul Munawwara to come to Syria and to be part of that campaign. This was his desire and wish. So he took Mashwara from the Shura that were there. Majority of the companions were of the opinion that it was the correct decision for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab to go to Syria, and this would just morally boost the Mujahideen that were there just to see Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. And so perhaps that was a wise decision that comes from Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an looked at all of the companions, took Mashwara, and then finally he said to Hazrat Ali, "Ya Ali, tell me, what is your opinion?" Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, "Amirul Mu'mineen, my opinion is different to what the other companions have mentioned. My opinion is that you should not go to Syria and that you should be here in Madinatul Munawwara." And he convinced Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab by saying that when the Muslims were weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. And when the Muslims were few in numbers, Allah gave them victory. When the Muslims could not defend themselves, Allah defended the Muslims. And so perhaps it would be better for you to be in Madina Munawwara and make dua and delegate whilst sitting in Madinatul Munawwara. And he gave his reason. And he said, "Al-Iyazu Billah, Amirul Mu'mineen, think, if you were to be in Syria, and Allah forbid, if the Muslims were defeated in the battle of Yarmouk, this would demoralize the Muslims. Completely. This would completely demoralize the Muslims. The Muslims would be in a precarious situation. What has happened? We had Amirul Mu'mineen, we had Umar ibn al-Khattab behind us, and all of a sudden the Muslims have been defeated. What would happen? It would be a very difficult situation." And so the Muslims would need backup, and the backup would only be from the area of Madinatul Munawwara, where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is resting, and where they could see the leader and the Khalifa to be there alive. And so it is important, Amirul Mu'mineen, my opinion is that let Abu Ubaidah and the other companions go, but you, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab, must stay in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an accepted the mashwara of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and decided not to go to Syria. These are just a few examples. After the Battle of Yarmouk, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory to the Muslims, all of the Byzantines had to evacuate and leave the entire zone of Syria. Now, even the southern section of Syria was under the control of the Muslims. What had happened is that the Lord Bishop of Jerusalem wanted to surrender Jerusalem. Now, with Syria falling at the hands of the Muslims, obviously Jerusalem was next. So before anything could happen, the Lord Bishop of Jerusalem said that we will surrender to the Muslims, we don't want a fight, but I will only surrender the city if Umar ibn al-Khattab comes to visit us. Only if he comes. Now this time, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala again asked the companions and took mashwira. Many of the companions were of the opinion that who is this Lord Bishop to dictate over us and to put this condition that Amirul Mu'mineen should go to Jerusalem and only then he will surrender. He is not in the position to enforce conditions upon the Muslims. And so why should Amirul Mu'mineen go there? And possibility there was some kind of a conspiracy and they wanted Umar ibn al-Khattab to be out of Madinatul Munawwara, and this could be a trap, aliyazu billah, set for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And so the companions were in two minds, whether he should go or whether he should allow someone else to go. And we've covered this, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, because he looked like Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. They were closely related. Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid are of the same bloodline. Very closely related. And so they said, let us send Khalid bin Walid because he looks like Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. Khair, we've covered that. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab then asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Ali, what is your opinion? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Amirul Mu'mineen, at the time of the Battle of Yarmouk, I was of the opinion that you should not go. Because this was the time of battle, anything could happen. But at this moment, when you have an invitation from the Lord Bishop of Jerusalem, I am of the opinion that you should go, because this time when you enter Jerusalem, you will enter Jerusalem as a victor. Subhanallah. And this would only add prestige to the Muslims that are living in Syria. And perhaps it would be instrumental, your presence, to convert the Christians towards Islam. So if they see you, many of them would want to revert back to Islam. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and gave this mashwara, and immediately Hazrat Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab again accepted this mashwara. At the Battle of Yarmouk, the mashwara was not to go. And now to go to Jerusalem, Hazrat Ali is saying that we feel that you should go. And in fact, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab was also of the same opinion that I should go. And so we have covered this story also, this entire event of how Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an enters the blessed city of Jerusalem. These are just a few examples, my respected brothers. Another example that one can give, how close Hazrat Umar was with Hazrat Ali and this relationship between the two. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and decided that there were a lot of ornaments and expensive jewelry inside the Kaaba. And so he felt, and these ornaments would embellish also the walls of Kaaba, which he did not like. There was a lot of color to the walls of Kaaba because of the ornaments that were there. And so he felt that perhaps this was not the right thing on Kaaba. And so he took mashwara from the companions, And he was of the opinion, perhaps, that it would be better that all of the expensive jewelry given by the devotees and kings from time to time to the Kaaba as gift were all stored inside the Kaaba. So he felt that this would be better with the Islamic treasury. It would be better if it is part of the Muslim Baytul Mal. And so he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, what is your opinion of the ornaments that are there? Again, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he was so intelligent. He said to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, Amirul Mu'mineen, that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the city of Makkah, what did he do? He destroyed and he broke all the idols that were in the Kaaba, but he did not touch the ornaments. But he did not touch the ornaments. If the ornaments were any kind of objection to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for sure he would have removed it. And so he gave his opinion that, in my opinion, Amir al-Mu'mineen, perhaps if we were to remove these ornaments, it would be against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an said that all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has given me such shura and a council of great thinkers that are with me all the time to guide Umar ibn al-Khattab to the right path. But again, we need to understand that this does not in any way show that Aliyazu Billah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an himself could not make any kind of decisions. Subhanallah, who is like Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if there was any Nabi to come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lakana Umar, it would have been Umar. If there was any Nabi, if Nabuwat was to continue after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lakana Umar ibn al-Khattab. That is how powerful he was. And that he was a great thinker. During his term of Khilafat, he wanted to be independent from the Persian culture and the Roman culture. And he did not like their system of calendar and calculating the days and dates. And he said to the people that we are Muslims completely independent. Why should we talk about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Yawmul Ahad, Yawmul Ithnain. Subhanallah. And the Islamic calendar is so important. And so he said that we as Muslims, we need our own calendar. But the question is, from which era do we begin the Islamic calendar? From which era do we begin the Islamic calendar? We agree that we need some kind of a calculation, a calendar for the Muslims. But from which era do we begin? And so a lot of the companions had given their own mashwira. And finally, Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab was of the opinion, which he shares also with Hazrat Ali. So he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Ali, what is your opinion? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, Amirul Mu'mineen, if you look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the life that the Muslims had spent in Makkah, and one was the new life in Madinatul Munawwara. Whilst in Makkah, the Muslims suffered persecution, difficulty, hardship, many of them became shaheed. Life was extremely difficult in Makkah. But after Hijrah, Allah opened the doors for the Muslimin. And many, many people embraced Islam, including the Aus and Khazraj of Madinatul Munawwara. So the turning point for the Muslimin was after Hijrat. And so we should calculate our Islamic calendar from the very first day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set foot in Madinatul Munawwara. And this was also the opinion of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and it was confirmed by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an said that this is the right decision, and inshaAllah ta'ala we will determine all our dates and calculations from the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the close relationship that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had with Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. We are covering the seerah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and at the same time also covering some important points, so we understand that there was no friction in relationship between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and no friction between Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and also Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.